Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back at 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Little Stones bringing us back there. Thanks for hanging out with me today, and you're going to be glad you stayed with us because we got our good friend Stephanie Winston back on the show. Stephanie is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and she is one of our top organizing experts in the Brain Trust, and she's the author of Organized for Success. That's just one of your books, isn't it, Stephanie?
That is, and another book, and this might be just perfect for our listeners, is The Organized Executive, which is a real good, solid, you know, handbook. Okay, now what do I do for productivity and efficiency?
Well, welcome back, Stephanie, and tell us about the Organized Executive.
Well, the Organized Executive really links right into what I think our listeners really want to hear about today, or, you know, any day, really, when it comes to organization, which is that clutter is the enemy, and that in the Organized Executive, we go through a pretty detailed discussion for really any business person of what can you do to really take charge of clutter, and not just clutter itself, but what does that mean about your productivity and efficiency? Clutter is like static on the radio. You know, you can't hear properly, and
right.
So similarly on your desk and in your computer, you know, those email inboxes with, oh, I only have 465 unopened messages, you know.
Right.
This is really interfering, and it's overwhelming to many people. And
well, you know, I've decided, you know, that when you boil it all down,
yeah,
the only way to lose weight is to take in fewer calories than you burn.
Right.
That's the only way to lose weight. And see, I've been thinking about that a lot because I need to lose a couple of pounds. But I look around my office, and my office needs to lose weight. And what the problem is I gotta start getting rid of more stuff that I'm taking in, and the taking in parts is winning. I mean, I get all this stuff. You wouldn't believe all the stuff I get in every day. I can't possibly throw it up that much away every day.
Well, you know what, Jim? There is a secret, a magic productivity secret, and can I back up just a little bit? Because I have a productivity plan for our listeners of three basic elements and three basic tips. And the first tip is really the most important, and it directly relates, developed in the book in more detail in the book, The Organized Executive, and it relates exactly what you're talking about right now. Is that most people find getting organized difficult for two main reasons. There's just too much stuff, as you were talking about.
Right.
And then for some people, organization doesn't come that naturally. So here is the one-week productivity plan, and here is the first element of it, that clutter simply represents decisions that haven't been made yet. Every item on your desk that's just sitting there sprouting or whatever, you know, is actually simply a decision that hasn't been made. Now, the good news is that there are only four decisions that you, Jim, and every single listener can make, and I call this the TRAF system. TRAF, it's an acronym for your four decisions: toss, refer, act, and file.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really all you can do. And so the first thing you want to do when you're really confronted with all that stuff that you're talking about is try and take a little extra time. Not try and do it part of the working day at first, because it's just over, you know, take an hour at the end of the day or very early in the morning or weekend or whatever, and simply go through your desk. And by the way, when I refer to desk, I mean your email inbox as well, because the TRAF system applies absolutely to
and
email.
And my pockets. Don't forget my pockets.
Your pockets, and don't forget your briefcase. You know,
and my car. Don't forget my car. I got stuff in my car, too.
Oh, my gosh. But throw away, you know, the T of the TRAF system, toss. Throw away every single item that you can. And just, you'll right away, as soon as you begin to get rid of stuff, you'll just be able to breathe more easily.
Yeah.
Then you can settle down to everything else you've got there and say to yourself, okay, refer. Is this something I need to pass on to somebody else? Like, for example, a gym at your studio. You have producers. You have the folks that work with you. Advertisers. Well, I bet a lot of this material is something that somebody else could handle for you. Other things on your desk and your email might be an action that is a personal task that you have to do. And then, of course, the famous file so that you can retrieve any document, whether paper or email, within 60 seconds.
So I need to get, I've already got one, I already got the tea box. I've got that ready. I need to get three more boxes, don't I?
Well, actually, you do.
I need to get the RAS boxes up there.
Well, you do. And, you know, the referral part is really interesting because whether you use paper, you know, use traditional manila files, just put them on top of your desk. And then when you have something that you want to talk to Roger about or whoever, just drop that note into their individual file. And then, you know, a couple times a week go over it with them and figure out what you have to discuss with them. And exactly on your computer, you set up files, folders, you know, for each of the individuals.
Believe it or not, I'm pretty well organized in my email.
Now, why is that, Jim? Why are you organizing your email?
Because my email client gives me the ability to move things around easier than my desk does.
Well, that,
see,
you
I
know
put
what?
Things. I clean up my and I don't keep my inbox cleaned up every day, but I clean it up fairly often. And I read my email. I get rid of the stuff I don't need, and then I move things over to mailboxes and I move things around, and so I'm fairly organized. If I could just get my desk to do that.
Well, you know, it's funny because people have different strengths that way. Because that is great that you can do that with your email, and yet desk is more difficult. And I know plenty of people for whom it's the other way. They can if they can see it, if they can physically handle it, then they can deal with it pretty okay. But then the email is, oh my gosh, you know, I just am overwhelmed by it. So it works out. It's really interesting to know that difference between people.
I think I need a keeper.
You know,
I think I'm going to hire somebody to take care of my stuff. That's what I need.
Well, I wish you would, because I see so many people who try to do it all themselves.
I know. But I hire people, but I keep giving them other things to do. That's the problem. I'm going to hire somebody and tell them they can only work for me. Stand by. Here we go. Stay with. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. We built them just for you. Stephanie Winston is our guest. She's the author of Organized for Success and The Organized Executive, and among other books, and she is available online. Stephanie, at what address?
Well, actually, online, I am really most available at the bookstore. You know, at Amazon.com, there's a lot of material. And also, if you care to Google me, you'll get lots and lots of different materials that will offer information for you. Oh, Jim, I wanted to mention the second element in our productivity plan, because it's a biggie that a lot of people don't think of, and that is use your planner, not your memory. You know that awful feeling you say, oh, my gosh, I think I was supposed to call Joe on Thursday, and I have those dreadful words. I forgot that you need your planner, whether it's a manual planner, PDA, Outlook, that when you have that thought, need to call Joe on Thursday, enter it immediately. It is off your mind, off your heart, so to speak, and then you can be completely dependent upon, and I have seen that to work wonders with so many people.
Well, that's a good idea, and I've got a pretty good memory, but it's not good enough.
Well, you know,
the problem is
the problem is not enough,
even
you know
it's
all
not
that
even the memory.
Around.
It's not even the memory. It's just sometimes you get too much stuff in your head.
Well, exactly. And so productivity plummets, you know, because you're nervous and you're not remembering stuff. But once you really get hold of tracking, monitoring, then your productivity skyrockets. It really does. And you have peace of mind
because
you don't have that awful feeling.
Any particular thoughts on how to manage all that?
Well, actually, let me transfer it from the manual to the to the PDA. That a lot of people, surprising number of people, who are very computer savvy, very tech savvy, nonetheless, they still prefer the like Franklin planner, the manual planner for sort of catch up call Joe. And one reason for that is they can write in it any details that they want to tell Joe about. Whereas very few people can type quickly enough or into their computer or their PDA to give all that detail. Other people are much more more on the fly, and so they have their PDA in their pocket, and they just whip it out, and often they might want to use those emoticons or the, you know, just a couple of little symbols for themselves, you know, just the word, letter C for call,
right.
You know,
right.
But always put your phone number right there so you don't have to look it up again, and that makes life a little bit easier.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that's helped me a lot, and this is kind of organizing, is I have all my contacts and their phone numbers and their emails in my BlackBerry.
Right.
And when I'm traveling around, I often think about somebody I need to call or I have a call to make or whatever. That is one of the best things that ever happened to me was to get all of my contact information in my BlackBerry. So I'm literally seconds away from virtually everybody I know.
Well, how do you protect it, though? In other words, heaven forfend that you should lose your BlackBerry. Do you back it up regularly or what?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. That's important.
My BlackBerry is just one of the places that we keep it. My people actually create the file and then give it to me in the BlackBerry.
Okay, well, that's using your people effectively. I think that is really, really great. And the other piece of it is what we're talking about, pinpointing a particular time, your commitment to somebody else, I'll call you on Thursday, and somebody else's commitment to you. And then they say, I'll call you. You never remember stuff like that. So it's so great to always have that at your fingertips.
Let me tell you another little trick that I learned, Stephanie. And this is, you may not appreciate this as an organizing person, but I've got a toll-free number that people can use to call me, and so what I'll do is I'll put it back on them. We'll agree on a phone call, and I'll say, okay, I'll pay for the call if you'll make it, and I'll send them my toll-free number.
Yeah.
And so I've got it on my calendar that we're going to talk.
Yeah.
So I don't double up. But I put the obligation to make the phone call on them, and I pay for it.
You know what? I think that's a great organizing tip because that way you're not dependent on doing it, on doing it yourself. And if they remember and if they're organized, then fabulous. And if they're not, then that's their loss. I really do feel that.
It's one of the ways you can be a little sinister with your organizing and manipulative too, Stephanie.
Well, I think it's great. And by the way, one other real fast tip too, the third piece of the productivity plan, which is little chunks of time will do it for you. It's about applauding small victories, small steps forward.
Break
Don't
big projects
yourself.
Down into small projects.
Absolutely.
And
a little bit at a time.
Hey, Stephanie, thanks for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure. I enjoyed it.
The book is called Organized for Success, right? That's one of them.
That is correct.
And The Organized Executive,
absolutely.
Wherever books are sold. Thanks, Stephanie. See you next time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to be guilty today of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.